Is there anybody else that would like to speak opposing this?
Yes.
Could you please state your name?
Robert Paulson.
Okay.
And I represent Mr. Howard Freeze. Doesn't seem to be anything particularly unique about the topography or narrow or any of the other possible exceptions under the statute that create an undue hardship. What we're talking about here, I heard them say that they lived there for 25 years and they needed for storage. There's three storage buildings there, including the one that they've built without complying with the setback requirements. The setback requirements, they didn't even come close. They built it right up to the property line. 5.5 feet variance is what they're looking for. They have to be 7 feet back. They're a foot and a half back. I mean, it's not even close. And then as far as from the road, I guess they're looking for 10 feet, and that's not close. There are areas on that property where things could be cleared and a building could be put on there. You know, excavation can be done to make a flat spot. It's done all the time. My client has done that on the property next door when he wanted a flat spot.
Sir, I'm sorry, could you show me the property your client owns?
It's right next door.
Property. It's right there, yeah, to the left.
Right here, right?
Yes,
from the
okay.
pool.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. And he is opposed to the building going there. It will prevent him from being able to utilize all of his property properly. And I don't really see or hear an undue hardship. I mean, I rent a storage unit for storage stuff that I can't keep at my house or don't want to keep at my house. There are storage units that can be rented. They're everywhere. If they want to build storage, I mean, they can flatten out a spot and put a storage unit and comply with the setback requirements. And just because they had somebody come in and they didn't comply and now want you to give a variance because they didn't comply is not a good reason for a variance. They have to show an undue hardship that's created by something specific to that piece of property that makes it unique in some way regarding its narrowness or its topography, something along those lines that's specifically mentioned in the statute. And none of those things exist. I mean, everybody with property in this county at times has to do a little excavating to flatten out spots for things. They've lived there for 25 years without this storage unit, and now they're saying that it's an undue hardship if they can't have this storage unit. I just don't think the statute fits, so that's what I would have to say.
Yes? Anybody else like to speak on behalf or on opposing? If you could please state your name.
My name is Howard Freeze, and we're buying or own the property next door. Can I walk across this?
Sure.
So when I first moved in here, you used to get a 2x4 going across the property right here, going across this ditch, because this is like, you can't tell there, but it was like this deep and from here to the that counter, and there was a 2x4 going across. I was like, is this property line? He's like, yeah, pretty much. So but it's here. But that's why I was like, all right, for 2 years I've got. And then my land, the guy I was buying it from told me that we own all of that stuff. We had mentioned it when we first got there, but I figured if they did, then it seemed we bought it, that they would move their swimming pool and stuff off our property. Wasn't the case. We had to like, ask them, like, the third time, I had to be like, look, get your stuff off our property. So he finally got it off there, and then like 3 weeks later, I was coming home and he was building a clubhouse, a playhouse there. So that caused problems. So then, just all heck is broke loose. Now they've called everybody on me from Animal Control, DNR, over trying to keep me off their property when I just wanted them off of mine. And they've got that building, they've got another building, and they've got this building. They have 2 acres on the other side of me. It's got way better property than they have here or I have there. They lost this middle, and they've been real, like, for 20 years, crackheads and tweakers, excuse the language, owned that, and they wasn't supposed to be there, so they never made any fuss about him claiming this property over here. So now it's become a problem. Like, they brought all the neighbors in down the road thinking I've been trying to get these people take their property when all I've been is wanting my fair share, what I've paid for. I'm trying to put a shop on it, sell it. You know, we have a small, young construction company that is doing what better than it was when we moved in here. And all this created, this is the 36-inch tin horn. It's got all the property from the Cheney's property, all gets flooded down to here and just washes it out. So for the last 3 years, I have spent close to $10,000 on machines, and every time I get a couple thousand dollars, I overrun the machine, and I'll flatten some stuff out, knock all the ash trees down, which is my property's full of ash trees, and they're all dead. Well, that ain't our fault, but I've done nothing but try to fix it. So now I finally dug it here enough that I've stopped the water problem from coming in, and just because it would just rut. I've got so many videos of it just rutting. I would slick it up like it is there. But slick. And we're thinking I was going to find grass, and the next time it rained, it would be a 4-foot gully all the way to the bottom of the property. There still is a gully from here all the way down from that tin one. So, but I finally got it established to where I can get hard ground and build a shop. Well, so now he's got this shed, another shed, another shed. And these two sheds really wasn't a big deal. He's got this one like 5 foot off the property line, and he's moved this one over and squeezed it in there. But this one here, it's got the shed roof that slopes back. And I thought I had all my water problems done. I'd go out there after it rained, there was no water. And now he's got a shed roof there, catching all the water, shooting it all back there. I'm building a 30 by 40 shop there, you know? And so I'm going to be 7 foot off the property line. So if his building's 1 foot off the property line, and he's doing something in there, or his grave is, and they burn it down and burn my shop down, all because they can't put it on their other 2 acres. And I just feel like they're crowding me. There's just a whole lot of reasons why I feel like they're doing this to me. And all I want is my property and to be able to work it and sell it. Because right now it's trash. The 25 years that they've been there, there's a row of trash going from there all the way to this other house. It's a lot to get fixed. And now it just seems like it's every time I take a step forward, I've got them and all the neighbors wanting to be the back. It's causing lots of problems as far as drainage. It's just too close to the water. You know, I mean,
no questions.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak that oppose? Then we'll go ahead and close this.
Can we bring the applicant back up?
We will.
Oh, sorry.
I guess that's right. Would the applicant be able to come back up, please?
Sorry.
Yes.
Didn't realize you guys also own property that is a couple parcels over. Is it a possibility to move your shed to that location?
If we did, we'd have a long ways to go to have to get anything.
And nobody lives there.
Yeah, nobody. It's fallen down.
Nobody's lived there for 20 years. And that was
the
her.
Fallen in.
That was her grandfather's house.
Okay.
And her mom and dad's. And then they passed away in it. And since then, it's just a basement now with concrete, and somebody left the hot water heater going, flooded it, and it was all mold. I've had to empty everything out. There's no way. I don't think it's structurally sound enough. Nobody lives over there. Dad's had storage in there for probably 30 years or more, but we're still trying to figure out how to get through all of that. I've been down for a year because I had a heart attack. And I just can't get over there. I can't do that. And walking back and forth down that road, we have one vehicle. You know, this is where we need it. We need it for immediate action.
Do you have any other alternative as opposed to being 1 foot or 1.5 feet from the property line? Is there any compromise that you could make to say, I can move it 4 feet off? Or
we would need time to move it because I don't have any kind of equipment. I haven't had a job. I don't have any income. 9 years I've been taking care of my wife, who suffered a severe stroke.
Assuming you had the time, where would you move it?
I would have to take down the other shed and then probably hire somebody to come in and then turn that to where the windows are. I'm going to approach.
Sure.
The only other way I can think of is we'll have to have somebody come in and just turn that. We'll have to go, there's a shed on this side of there. We'll have to take that down, turn that sideways, and then we'd have to slide it all the way over there. But before we can do that, we also have to have backfill brought in and have it leveled because the soil on the backside where it drops off is real loose. So we'd have to have it. We'd have to have some backfill brought in, some gravel brought in, and then have a level spot to where we can put that in there without it ending up being a treehouse. You know?
Go back to a larger view, if you would, Cody.
That one?
So right now, yeah. There's one right here. In here.
Do away with that one.
But that's going to make it a real tight spot to where we can, for trying to pull a car in there and turn around. There's just not a lot of room to turn around for our vehicle. You know, and then having our grandson just driving out, you know.
How big is the shed again? I apologize.
10 by 16.
The one you got to move.
The 10 by 16, the one that's over here.
Well, that one's 10 by 12. If you were to rotate that running east-west, you'd have room between the two sheds to access both.
There's no runners under it. That one's a permanent.
I understand that. But if it were to be rotated, it would only, if that setback with that shed, it's a 10 by 12 and you've got a 10 by 16. Yeah. So it would only extend 4 foot past the one you've got and would give the side lot setback and would also give the front lot setback. Someone with a farm tractor can swing that end, and that would get it still not in total compliance, but would get it to a situation where you could use it in that location and still have parking. And you're just asking for an extreme amount of variance here.
And
I understand why you're asking
for it. That's a problem.
But for us to grant it is a problem because that's really outside of the parameters that we normally allow a variance for.
So you're indicating that he could put that right
back
where he's...
Back the front last photo shows it up close. Yeah. If that were to be rotated clockwise...
This one?
Yes. And it's 6 foot longer than it is wide. So that would give you clearance for the front setback. It'd still be out of compliance, but would be within the parameters of what we normally allow. And it would encroach 4 foot farther than the shed you have existing toward the east, but they'd both be accessible. You'd still have parking.
We'll have parking, but we'll need a way to turn our car around, too, to get back out of the driveway. Because once you go down in, you go down on the hill.
You looked at it, Rick.
I'm afraid.